This is so weird. I'm so excited right now. We have in studio that singer, that performer from The Voice, Taylor Phelan joins us in studio. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah,
I know you walked in and was like, "What's?" I brought your audience for you. I'm like, let's pack the room.
I know. It's crazy in here.
You were telling me off the air that you're from Texas.
I am from Texas.
What part?
I'm about 35 minutes north of Dallas.
So you can't tell us the town?
I don't want to tell you the town. I found out that you can find my address online if you Google it. If you know my name and the city that I live in, you can find my actual home address.
What?
I know, it's terrible. I probably shouldn't even say that on the radio.
Don't find him. Stop Googling now. Leave him alone. Yeah, nobody needs that kind of hassle. No, what is that? Did you get a lot of weird?
I've gotten some weird stuff.
Yeah.
It's like I've gotten mail that could be totally innocent and fine, but coming from a stranger is kind of weird.
To your home?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not okay.
It's a little bit weird.
Well, how long ago was your appearance on the Voice?
So I was on The Voice in the fall of 2014, mm-hmm. actually. So it's been 3 years now, which is quite a bit of time. I mean, people forget, but it's my life, you know, and my life, you know, goes by at the same rate that everyone else's goes by. So 3 years is kind of a long time, but it's not that long for everyone else.
I have to ask how old you were when you started playing music and writing music.
I started playing music when I was 16. I started playing guitar and I taught myself guitar when I was 16. So
just taught yourself? You're like, you know what? I need to play this
thing. Yeah, you know, I mean, I had a buddy who taught me like a handful of chords and then I just took it from there.
And how has the experience changed you after The Voice? What were you most surprised by when?
What was I most surprised by?
Was it something from yourself? I mean, because you have this idea, okay, great, I'm going to take it to the next level and maybe I'll win this whole thing or, you know, I'll get more gigs. You know, was there something that was either negative or positive that you didn't think of beforehand?
To be perfectly honest, I feel like I had a really healthy perspective going into
that's
it.
That's the best
way. I mean, my wife and I talked and I just went into it with really no expectations. Like I was open-handed about it and I just kind of took from it what I could take from it. And I tried to keep as much of a balance through the process as possible. I mean, it is really difficult. Like it is such a crazy influx of just like media, like a rush of media and people thinking that you're just this crazy celebrity, you know, because you happen to be on a reality television show, you know? So it is a crazy experience in that way. But, I tried my best not to like drink too much of the Kool-Aid.
Sure. You know? Well, that makes sense.
It's tough, but
well, it sounds like you continue to have fun with it. And that's the most important thing, right?
Yeah.
As a performer, and this is what I tell a lot of comics when they start out, is that they'll have a great show and, you know, they just love that. And they have a bad show and then they just they can't pick themselves off the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
And the trick has always been for me to live in the middle, right? Because the highs are high and the lows are low. And you got to know that there'll be another great show and there'll be another bad show.
Yep. And when you have a bad one or when you have a good one, you got to know that there's a bad one coming at some point.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much in 5 minutes.
A bad one, vice versa. So.
Yeah, because Tim and I have been doing comedy for a long time, and at Zany's they still do three shows on Saturday nights. And
the third show is very interesting.
Yeah,
yeah.
I once repeated myself. I don't know if I told you.
I once did a joke back to back. Started the exact same joke back to back.
Oh,
you know,
no.
It wasn't even like later. I just like launched into it again.
What you got to do is you got to do it a third time, and then a fourth time, and then
that's
the joke of repeating yourself becomes. The
it's
joke.
The whole act. That's my whole act now.
You just tell the one joke over and over.
It's a pathetic act. So what happened, I did this joke, and a little later I said it again. This guy goes, "You said that already." I drunkenly said, "I was trying to prove a point." I got the light. It was a very short set, and Diana Lemmel finished the night.
Diana Lemmel. Yes. There you go.
And another great story. This is true. Henny Youngman. A friend of mine toured with, was his musical director, and he was touring with Milton Berle when they were elderly.
Uh-huh.
And I think they always were elderly.
Yes.
But he said the same thing. And this guy goes, "You said that already." He goes, "I thought I heard that somewhere."
That's the best way to cover that.
Great.
You got to do that.
And then he passed out.
So do you need headphones before we start?
No. I thought, I don't know, these headphones are plugged in. I thought I'd try it out.
We've been having trouble.
But I have a hat on that's too big. I guess I could take my hat off.
But I don't think we have working headphones for you.
I think these are working.
Are they working now? Okay.
I think so. I don't know. Let's see. Let's check it out. I hear myself.
Excellent.
And I hear you. I hear all of you.
Okay. Wonderful.
I hear everyone.
It's like
this is incredible.
It's the best thing
ever. It's like I wasn't here and now I am.
You were always here. Although that sounds like a lyric.
Are any of us here?
No. Don't freak me out, man. We are thrilled to welcome in studio Taylor Phelan. He has performed on The Voice. He is a songer. A songer?
I'm a songer.
Just
songer.
Singer, songwriter. He's an a multi-instrumentalist. I've never seen that as a title in someone's bio.
Someone wrote that in there. And although it is true in the technical sense that I have played multiple instruments and I can, you know, fumble through multiple instruments, I am by no means a multi-instrumentalist.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
Well, somebody wanted to put that on your bio.
I know it. I know. It sounds impressive.
It is. Well,
I'm just going to add producer to the end because I feel like that's what a lot of people do too.
Well, I think producer, yeah.
Producer, actor, writer.
Dental hygienist.
You know, dental hygienist.
What's the first song you're going to play for us, our friend?
I'm going to play a tune called Settle Down. I released... So the way that we all consume music now is just at such a rapid pace. So we split my record up into two parts and I released the first part last summer. And the first song I'm going to play is the first single off of that first half.
This is why I should tell myself that every night. Settle down.
Yeah, settle down.
Settle down. Here's Taylor Phelan with Settle Down.
Body, there's a core infection, and every time that we choose a side, it weakens the poor connection to our hearts from our minds. We turn our back on a helpless brother and then define him as a social class. It's human nature to divide each other, 'cause we're all afraid to finish last. And I know it's hard sometimes. We're making it worse. Let's try to see things from the other side. Let's change it up. Or do you want to see how far this goes? We've had enough. All this blow from blow. And let's settle down, settle down. Settle down, settle down. In every kingdom there's a crooked figure that makes it easy to assign the blame. And from the bottom it's an unfair picture, but in the end you see we're all the same. Oh, can you be certain that you do much better? It can't be easy to have all the power. Can we decide not to oppress each other? Or is it bred into the skin of ours? And I know it's hard sometimes. We're making it worse. Let's try to see things from the other side. Let's change it up. Or do you want to see how far this goes? We've had enough. All this blow from blow. And let's settle down, settle down. Settle down, settle down. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you so much, Aubrey, for making sure he sounded as amazing on the air as he does in studio. So much love for our good friend. Now I'm just going to call you our good friend right now.
No, we are friends.
Yes, Taylor Phelan.
It's happened. We've passed that threshold.
I've already called you a songer, so that seems intimate. I don't know about anybody else. But what brings you to Chicago?
So I'm on tour. So I've been out for a couple of weeks. We did the whole East Coast and we made our way over. So we just drove in yesterday from Pittsburgh. We played at Beat Kitchen last night in Chicago. Great. I did a So Far session tonight, and so I'm in the city.
This is great. How long are you in Chicago for?
We leave tomorrow.
You leave tomorrow?
Yeah.
Thank you for stopping by WGN.
Yeah.
Well done, Michael. I'm not sure how we connected with you, but that's been my goal. Is one of the things we want to do is nationally touring performers like yourself who come to Chicago and play places like the Beat Kitchen. We love having you in studio. Hang out for a little bit, do another song in a little while,
a few minutes. For
not
sure.
That too long. I'm not going to keep
you.
You're leaving tomorrow.
Forever.
Should
we do it at, let's do it at 2:30.
Yeah.
2:30?
No, in a few minutes we'll come back with more music from Taylor Phelan, and we are going to tackle the big stories of the week. It is Freak Out Friday. There's so many things. I don't know. I have a postcard. I have notes that say I hear you. More after this on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Showcase Studio and thrilled to welcome Taylor. I'm just going to call you something wrong every single time I talk about you, Taylor. Taylor Phelan is passing through town. He did a tour of the East Coast, came through Pittsburgh, on his way now to Iowa, and then finally back home. He's live here playing. I'm so glad that you stopped by. I really do appreciate it. Thank you. What's the next song you're playing?
I'm going to do a song called Long Way Down. It is, so the first tune I played was Settle Down. It was the first single off of the first half of my record that I released last summer, and this next one is a song called Long Way Down. I'll just fumble over my words too.
See, I'm the same. It's getting late.
It's the nature of the hour. People can't blame us.
That's right.
So this song is called Long Way Down. It's the first single off of the second half coming up this spring.
Here is Taylor Phelan.
Soul on a one-way road. What am I fighting for? Everything points to the building of a throne, a monument to fool's gold. I open the door to the world at war, and our houses at falling down. Is there no way back? Am I too late now? What can I do to get me out? It's a long way down. God, I pray my bones won't lie of this wasted town. Well, it'll pick you up, but there's one way out. It gets easier the more you've got to lose. Well, it's a long way down, a long way down, a long way down. The walls are down and the curtains are torn. Where my life once stood, I can trace each step through the moments I missed and the ones I never thought that it would. My world became just what I made it. Oh, and I now know what I gave up. It's a long way down. God, I pray my bones won't lie in the middle of this wasted town. Well, it'll pick you up, but there's one way out. It gets easier the more you've got to lose. Well, it's a long way down, a long way down, a long way down. It's a long way down. God, I pray my bones won't lie in the middle of this wasted town. Well, it'll pick you up, but there's one way out. It gets easier the more you've got to lose.
a long way down, a long way down, a long way down.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Aubrey, thank you so much for making him sound so good on the air. I was like, I'm looking around. Everyone is just completely, I don't know, stupefied.
It doesn't sound that good, actually, in real life. There's something you're working some magic.
No, as good on the air as you do in studio. I want to thank you so much for taking the time out. I know that you've got to leave tomorrow. How are you guys traveling? You got a bus?
So No. I wish.
You got a Honda Fit? What do you got?
So we... this is the smallest tour that I've done as a solo project, actually. But I'm traveling with just two other guys right now, so we're working as a three piece, and we're traveling in a 15 passenger.
All right,
you know,
so
we're
you got
just
a big,
doing it.
Big van, that's good. So you guys singing like camp songs?
You know, if anyone's listening right now who has never heard me before, my music that you could find online sounds nothing like this.
Okay.
Sounds nothing like this. It's definitely a band and a full production. So
where do people find your music online?
You know, taylorphelan.com is the best like central hub for everything. You can find tour dates and music and stuff there. But I'm all the places that, you know, I mean, it's 2018.
Find all
the places that a musician has to be in 2018.
Just start Googling Taylor
Phelan. You can find me.
And that's Phelan. And yep. We're so thrilled to have you in studio. We have to make sure we get a photo before.
Oh, for sure.
We're going to let you go because I know you got some traveling to do.
I got
to
go to sleep.
I know. You got to go. You can't sleep in the cargo van.
I know.
It's not fun.
What the heck?
It's not fun. What were some of the favorite places you stopped? I know the Beat Kitchen. We know that had to be fun last night.
Yeah.
What were some of the gigs like on the East Coast? First of all, tell us we're better audiences in Chicago. We're a little bit needy that way.
Yeah. No, honestly, last night was great.
Okay.
We played a pretty late set at 11 o'clock, and so, you know, I'm always worried that, like, hey, it's weeknight, people got to go to work, everybody's going to hate
here.
Staying late.
No.
But yeah,
no,
I mean,
here.
it was good. We had a great show last night. I mean, Philly was great. Have you guys heard of SoFar?
Mm-mm.
SoFar Sessions?
No, we have not.
I'm just, like, totally promoting SoFar right now, but they're... underground secret concerts, right? You got to check out so far.
Okay.
And we've done three of them on this run, and they by far have been the highlights of this tour. It's just, they're amazing. We did one tonight. That's where I came from tonight, so far in Chicago. So
is it by invitation when it's underground?
Yeah, you got to apply. It's kind of exclusive. You got to apply for a ticket.
I don't know if any of us are going to be able to. Yeah, Scott, I don't see us getting to this club.
I mean, it's a pretty hip thing. It's a pretty hip thing.
Ellie ought to get an invite.
We played at a bike shop tonight. I played in New York. We played at like a boutique hotel in D.C. We played. I mean, they're all sorts of locations. They're really awesome.
Are you having fun?
I'm having a great time.
I
love it.
That's the key to it.
I'm ready to get home to my girls, though.
Oh,
I know. Aww. I got two little ones, and I'm just.
What are their names?
Addison and Amelia.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh.
So Addison is five. She'll be five in March. So in March 2nd. So we got a couple weeks. A week? We're close.
Yeah.
I mean,
Friday.
Good grief.
Better do some shopping.
So she'll be five, and then Amelia is one. She just turned one in December.
They're all good ages, by the way. I have a 12 and a 14-year-old, just so you know. It's all good ages.
I have a 31 and a 29-year-old.
Yeah.
That's a good age.
They're all good ages, yeah. The teenage thing is weird. He was sweet and loving when he was five, you know. And now,
what happened?
I asked him how school was, and he's like, why do you care? And I'm like, well, this is not the sweet.
I'm your mom.
And they emit an odor.
I don't get that close. 12. I mean, I hug him. I go in. I hold my breath. No, I'm kidding. He's not yet. I don't know what you were doing in your house. Plus, he's got girls. They always smell like lavender.
Yeah, right. Lavender and flowers. Yeah,
baby powder.
Yeah,
they always smell good.
Right.
That's Taylor Phelan. You can go to his website, taylorphelan.com. That's Phelan, and I guess find out about these underground so far music.
Yeah, they're super
clubs.
Hip. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah.
If you're ever coming through town again, we'd love to have you back.
Of course.
And thank you, Aubrey. That was Aubrey's like, I got to go because I did my job. We're going to do some news, and we're going to tackle some of the big stories of the week.